Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Loops on your phone before we descend, so that on your own at home you can play it and sing along. Isn't that a good idea? So I'm going to give you a break after a short while for you to get the downloads. So Albert, prepare your gadgets and your cables for the downloads, because and then the next thing is that on Saturday or Sunday we are going to give you songs. Because if Vera has taken Sarkodie off her phone, it must be replaced. Yeah. And it takes a fight. Sorry? Shasa, replace it. Clap your hands for Vera. So please be seated. So we are going to continue from where we left off yesterday. Is it a good idea?
Yes.
Is it really a good idea?
Yes.
Yes. And we are talking about the ministry. Building the church. Growing the church. Doing ministry work. And how to be a good minister. And the way to be a good minister is to follow God's order. God's order. Whenever you don't see, things don't just happen anyhow. There's always first things first. There's an order. When you refuse to respect order, you create what? Confusion. Yeah. Even confusion in your appearance. Yeah, because to look the way you are looking, you were naked in the morning after having your bath. I hope you had your bath. Mm. And to look like this here, you wore things. And the things you wore them according to an order. You don't wear your blouse before you wear your brassiere. It's called disorder. You don't wear your panties over your trousers. Then you're a madman or a mad woman. To look beautiful, there are things you wear first and things you wear second. And things you wear third. Yes. The wigs and the things are the last. And then you accessorize. From the bathroom with your naked body, you don't wear your chain first. Is that what you wear first as a woman? Then you are a boy. Say order. You don't wear your shirt before you use deodorant. Some people do, you see. They spray it on the shirt. Or what? They take it inside. They are armed robbers. like that. Say order. There is always first things first. Now, in the ministry, the order is that you are saved first. Before you think about the call. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. Turn to your Bible. Salvation is a foundation for ministry. Who saved us and then called us with an holy calling? So saving comes first before calling. So when anybody who is interested in the call of God must be very interested in salvation, his personal salvation, and the subject of salvation. Otherwise, you'll be the biblical Luke 6:49 builder who built without a foundation. And the end of that chapter, that verse says, and great was the ruin. So we came here because we wanted to become Basenta leaders. Sound. But to be a Basenta leader, we have to ask yourself, are you saved? Are you saved? And this is not even happening because you want to be a Basenta leader. As a Christian, you need to make sure your salvation is intact. And I told you yesterday that when you see the word salvation, what should come to your mind?
Faith.
The first word after salvation is mentioned should be faith. Not the blood of Jesus. Not the name of Jesus. Not God's name. The subject that should be very important to you is faith. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Turn to your Bible. Ephesians 2. Verse 8. Vera, what does it say?
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Amen.
Working Bible with Sarkodie there. For by grace are you saved. Salvation is a gift God gives you. It's a grace of God. But it is through faith. There is no salvation without faith. And what is faith? Faith is what? What is the definition I gave you for faith yesterday?
Believing.
Believing. Forget about Romans 11:1. Now faith is the substance and evidence and whatever, crayon and paint. We don't need all those things. Faith is believing. That's all. Believing. which is not a word you hear these days. You hear rather about Lighthouse member. She's a Methodist. You hardly hear she's a believer. Yes. You hardly hear she's a believer. So we are in the church without believing. Because, you see, to follow Jesus, you must have beliefs. You must have beliefs. It's beliefs that drive you forward. Like the disciples, the apostles in the book of Acts, they will be caught and beaten. And when they go out, they go and gather and pray, and they launch again. They launch out again. Christianity is not for people who don't have beliefs. There should be things you believe. Oh, Mary is a believer. That's Mary. She's a believer going. It means I'm pointing to a girl with beliefs. Not a Lighthouse member. A believer has beliefs. Whether you do great things or not as a Christian depends on your beliefs. Beliefs. There are things that are going to stop you, but your beliefs will keep you going. If you don't have beliefs, your mother will stop you. Yes, your mother will bring you condoms and bring a man that sleep with him and let's have money to eat. We don't have food. Your mother. We need money. We don't need Bible verses. Every day you are in church. You say you are a shepherd. Beliefs. It's beliefs that made us catch lectures to attend camps and we still pass our exam. Beliefs. It's beliefs that made us marry even as students. Beliefs. Because I believe that I must be holy to walk with God. And the girls are passing in front of me. And they are disturbing me with their ties and buttocks and bristles. So I better catch one and marry and be happy. If you don't have those beliefs, you'll be walking about fornicating because you don't believe in holiness. I love Acts 5. It's like, and believers were added to the church. 42. Believers. We must not populate the church with members. Fourteen. And believers were the more added. Multitudes. This word should give you an insight into the work the apostles did to get them to believe in things. They were not just adding some five people they had done one-on-one with. It was multitudes, but they got them to believe things. The church never marches forward without people with beliefs. If you don't have beliefs, you'll be guided by logic and your flesh and with the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh. You only go near things that have money. Because you don't have things, you don't have convictions and beliefs. So yesterday, I began to teach you about the five pillars of your faith. How many pillars?
Five.
What's the first one? Yes. You must believe in God. And your faith in God produces which works. Because faith without works is dead. When you believe in God, Your faith in God makes you what? Obey God. That's salvation. Salvation is, number one, faith in God. And that faith in God makes you obey. The father of faith, called Abraham, obeyed God. And it was counted to him for righteousness. Faith in God makes you obey. Number two, faith in God makes you fight. It's a fight, the good fight of faith. You fight. You fight. There's a fight. There is a fight. Nothing will be handed over to you freely. You have to fight. Fight to be a Christian. Fight to be spiritual. Fight to listen, to even have time to read your Bible or to listen to a message. You have to fight. That's why Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Anybody with a faith has to fight to maintain the beliefs he believes in. Number three, faith in God makes you fear God. When you throw away that fear, you have thrown away that faith. There are things you must do or you must not do because you fear God. It's very important. In every nation, he that fears God and does what is right, Acts 10:35, is accepted. Number four, faith in God makes you pray to God. How many of you are going to start praying at least 30 minutes a day? Yeah. The next pillar of your faith is what? Faith in Jesus Christ. Yes. Because it's not enough to believe only in God. John 14:1. Jesus said in John 14:1, you believe in God, that's fine. But believe also in me. Believe also in me. There's nothing like believing in God without believing in Jesus. Side by side. And what do you believe about Jesus? That is God's begotten Son, only begotten Son. That he died. He lived. He died. It is through his death that your sins are washed and forgiven. That's why we eat communion. When you drink the wine, you are remembering the blood he shed to wash your sins, because you can live your life haven't forgotten about Jesus. Yes. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. You have forgotten. 2 Peter chapter 1. Sorry, verse 9. Yes. You can actually be a Christian who has forgotten. See, that's why you must constantly stir up your faith in God, in Christ, in this, in that. Because he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten. You can actually forget. That is why communion was instituted. Essentially, is to just cause you to remember. Everything else is true by secondary. Everything else is true. The mainest reason, main, number one, I prime, A, top, for communion, is to let you remember Jesus Christ. It's not for healing first, or for vision. It heals. Oh, yes. Say, do this in remembrance of me. That's all. So don't be surprised that you can be in church and you've forgotten about Jesus. The next pillar of faith is what? Faith in the Holy Spirit and his contribution to your life. And his contribution to your life. Hey. Christian, you must believe in the Holy Spirit. A believer without the Holy Spirit is a disaster. It's an emergency. Paul met such an emergency in Acts 19. Immediately he laid his hands on them, baptized them, and they began to speak in tongues. There is nothing like a Christian who doesn't have the Holy Ghost. Well, it can exist. I told you yesterday, there are two types of Christians. John chapter 3. Verse 5. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is what? Spirit. It has two meanings. One is the unregenerate, the unborn again, normal human being is born of flesh. Your mother, flesh. You are flesh. Then we who are born again are born of the Spirit. But there's a second truth to this. That even with born again Christians, there are two types. Born again Christians who are born of the flesh. And born again Christians who are born of the Spirit, because you can be born again, you can have an interest in Jesus without the Spirit. I explained to you what it means to be born again of the flesh. Somebody buys a dress for you to make it possible to come to church. He pays for your taxi. He puts you on a bus. He gives you money. Flesh. He gives you food. Flesh. He gives you shoes. Flesh. He helps you to get accommodation. Flesh. Finds a job for you. Flesh. All these interventions are important, but they are fleshy interventions. Flesh. Flesh. And we've done this for years in the church. You do all these things except, that's why when in Acts 19 Paul met them, he had met fleshy Christians. He said, what? You've not even heard that there's Holy Spirit? What are you talking about? And consistently, Romans 8, there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. So there are people in Christ Jesus who walk after the flesh. Romans 8 describes them as carnal Christians in verse 6. Believers, they're born of the flesh. They're in the church, but they are born again, but of the flesh. The flesh type. The synonym is carnal, worldly. They are all there. 1 Corinthians 3:1 describes them as carnal. Babies who can't grow. But there's a second type. Born of the Spirit. I said born of the Spirit. I said born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. They are spiritual. I didn't finish yesterday, so I'm continuing from here. Born of the Spirit. You must have faith that your life without the Spirit is an empty life. A Christian must be constantly aware that you can lose the Spirit. Because he's like a dove. You can be born again, spirit, 3 years ago. But today, you are a carnal Christian who has tattooed your eyebrows. Say salvation.
Salvation.
How many of you are believing God to be the flesh type of Christian, born again?
No.
How many of you want to be the spirit type?
Spirit.
You are the ones who will last.
Yes.
I said you are the ones who will last.
Yes.
Because what happens is that it's in your interest to be spiritual, to be born of the Spirit. Do you know why? Should I tell you why you should be born of the Spirit? If you are not born of the Spirit, Rosemond. Are you Rosemond? Yes, I remember you now. If you are not born of the Spirit, you will not have fruits. Fruits. There's a particular fruit God expects from you. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Open your Bible. Open to Galatians 5 in your Bible. Don't put it up here. Galatians 5:22. When you find it, raise your hand. Galatians 5:22. Who's the first to find it? We have to do saw drills. We mention a verse and the one who can... We are going to come here again by the grace of God. Yes. Is it Obed? Yes. Obed, read Galatians 5:22.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Galatians chapter 5.
Next verse.
Gentleness and self-control, yes, against such things that are no law.
There's no law. Put it up here. Thank you, Robert. You can sit down. But the fruit. Of the what? And if you are a Christian, John the Baptist said something. He said, the axe is laid to the root of the tree. And now also, who is speaking here? Is this red? Are these letters red? Or they are black? Who is speaking here? Who is speaking there? Yes, I mean, Matthew is quoting who?
It's John, eh?
But when he saw many of the Pharisees
and
come to his baptism.
Yes. So this is John. You see, I'm telling you this so you don't think that you are going to be here forever. Some of you are going to be cut off and thrown away. Not because you didn't go to school. Now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, you are all trees. And every tree has got its axe by it. Every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit. Fruit. Not fruits. Mommy, that's why I can't teach you about evangelism if I've not taught you about salvation. Souls are fruits. Your converts are your fruits. You've given birth after your own kind. They are your fruits. But that's not what we are looking for here. That is why you can win souls and Christ will still say, I didn't know you. I never knew you. You heal the sick. You cast out devils. I'm saying to you that salvation is the foundation of your ministry. If it's not there, you are very hot. You are very hot. The tree that is going to be cut down is a tree that is expected to bear a particular fruit. That's a fruit. One fruit. If that fruit is not hanging on your tree, we will not care about whatever else is hanging on the tree. There is a good fruit. If it's not there, and the fire is real fire, it's hellfire. The emphasis is not members. It's a single fruit. And it's not apple. It's not avocado. It's a single fruit. You don't have that fruit, then you are off. You are going to hell with your members, with your healing ministry, with your prophetic. Wow, you can. I watched the administration one day. I mean, I said this is the peak. In Accra, the prophet called, one of our senior prophets. He called the man and gave me a pen and paper. Asked him to stand there and write his signature. He also took his pen. The camera was on him. He began to sign. As the guy was signing, he was also signing here. When he finished, he brought his paper. It's like magic. These are gifts of the Spirit. Gifts. But we are not talking about gifts here. We are talking about a fruit. And that fruit is the Galatians 5:22 fruit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance are not fruits All of them come together to form one fruit. When you take an orange and you cut it, you see different sectors. Different. In fact, there are some oranges, if you cut them, you see different colors. It's one fruit. But part is pink, part is orange, part is whatever, and it's variegated. Yeah. Is that? But the fruit of the Spirit is. Give this color red. The is color red. Do you have red on your computer? Not the fruits of the Spirit are. It is one. And that is the fruit that if Jesus comes and doesn't find it hanging on your tree. You see, that is why you must be spiritual. Because if you don't have the fruit, what is left is works of the flesh. If you go up, you see Galatians 5, 21 or 20, 19, yes, 5, 19. Now, the works are, works are, but when it is spirit, it is the fruit is. That's one reason why you must believe, have faith in the Spirit and His contribution to your life. A Christian, you must have love. You must have joy. You must have peace. Yes. You must have long suffering. You should be able to suffer for a long time. For many years, you have no money. And the men want to pay you and have sex with you. But you say, no, I want to suffer long because I am spiritual. Goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. All these together. And they are a product of the Spirit. When we say love, we are not talking about the feelings that give you erections. Love is patient. 1 Corinthians 13. Love is kind. Put it up for me. Love does not take account of wrong suffered. It's not easy. That's why orangus are not spiritual. Because you must descend to carnal state for you to feel pain. Love, that is it. It suffers for a long time. You must learn to suffer for a very long time. Long time. That's love. And it is part of your nature. A spiritual person has love. It's part of the package. You can't live your life without it. It's part of it. It's part of the fruit. One fruit. There's joy in it. There's love. It suffers long. It's kind. What is kindness? Kindness is basically your ability to feel the way somebody else feels and not your feeling. Yes. If you're a wife and you are kind, you will think about your husband's feelings and not your headache.
My goodness. If you are a student and you are kind, you will think of that girl in the class who doesn't understand maths and invite her for some 2 hours of maths teaching. That's kindness. You don't, kindness is something you give to somebody, you don't owe the person anything. When you come for my phone and you are bringing my phone back to me, you are not being kind. It's my own. Kind. And all these things must be in you. And you need the Holy Spirit to be kind. You see, your shepherd is struggling to build a choir. You step in to help your shepherd. These pastors are kind. They are all. This is a CEO of a company. This is a CEO of a company. This one is a head teacher. But Hedi, she's called Hedi. But they are kind. They've come here to help me, to be here with me. It's kindness. Because you don't know how your presence. Just being in a meeting. Like, that's why last night I drove down to Accra. I've slept for just 2.5 hours. If I sit down right now, if I say Mary should come and sing, by the time she finishes singing, I'll be sleeping. Yes, I've not slept. I descended to Accra, went to the first love center at 4 o'clock for Flo. The Flo you were watching, I was sitting in the studio. Yes. I was sitting in the studio. To finish. I don't owe anybody any studio sitting. But I want to be with my pastor. I want to help him to have his meeting. That's kindness. There's no form I'm feeling that you should go for a flow prayer. There's no form. There's no form. But when you are spiritual, you think of the contribution. Stop what you are doing. If you are kind, you will attend a Basenta meeting just to help your struggling Basenta leader. That, you know something, give me 4 names. Every Thursday, I will bring you 4 people to teach. I'll make sure the light has been connected. I'm going to look for 2 chairs to add to our chairs. Kindness. If you're not spiritual, such thoughts will not occur to you. If you had closed at 9 yesterday and had gone to sleep to wake up at 4, I would have had how many hours of sleep? 9 to 4 o'clock is how many hours? You can't calculate. It's only the Holy Spirit that makes you think of somebody else. Think of that sister. Think of your pastor. Think of the sister. Think of the brother. We have a church. We don't have drums. Let me go and buy congas. Kindness, just kind. When we use the word kindness, it means that you are doing something for someone you don't owe the person. In 2,000 years, I will never be sacked from this church for not attending flow prayer meeting. In fact, let me not stop. Let me stop. Talking nonsense. But we stretch ourselves. As I'm standing here, I'm sleepy and tired. But my joy, which is there, joy is in the other one, Galatians 5, is that I've been able to be with my pastor. That's all. I didn't preach, I didn't teach, I didn't say. Just, you know, your physical presence in the meeting, eh, you will know it the day you start being a pastor. And as you live your life, God will require you to do things for people you've not even done for yourself. It's kindness. to give people help you have not given your own child. And they turn around to dishonor you and insult you. Like this meeting I'm having, I'm being kind to Bishop Kobe. I don't owe him this meeting. He should be having this meeting. It's kindness. And that's love. I'm loving him. It's love. I've not given him money. But I'm showing him love. Joy. Without joy, you can't even win souls, because the knife you use to cut the sheaves is joy. It's the sickle. I'll teach you one day. Yeah. You harvest with joy. With joy, you harvest. Peace. Because of peace, it's okay. Take this side. Or choose which side you want to take. Have you finished choosing? That's what is left. Be there. You wouldn't need a better time. Gentleness. Goodness. It's not a teaching, but I'm just showing you that there is a fruit. It is one reason why you must have the Holy Spirit, because He's the only source of these things. Temperance, self-control. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you will sleep with any girl you meet whose breasts are nice to you. It's temperance. Self-control. If you don't have it, somebody will even poison you and kill you. Any food people give you, you have to eat it. And you have never... When was the last time you ate and left some? You, Obed. When was the last time you ate and left, like, you finished eating and some of the food is left? Never. It's like no self-control. Those are the guys who cannot fast. Yes, you need temperance to fast. There's food all around, but you are drinking water. Temperance. Against such, there's no law. Lift your two hands and ask the Lord to give you this fruit. Pray. Pray. Makataya. Zakataba. Lift your hands. Matthew 3, the axe is laid to the root. Every fruit which doesn't have good fruit, which doesn't bring forth good fruit. Lift your hands and pray. At the back, I can see you clearly. Lift your hands and pray. Are you okay? Do you want to go? You can go. Who's gonna do? I think we must usher her out. She needs to go there. But maybe she also wants to go to Accra. Where do you live? Ashie. Let's take your Bible and go. Pray. We are praying. The fruit. Makatala basina la baba yande. Rakusima yandala babosa de kataba. Akata malanda la basinde de bozo. Mayandala basinde de masande baru mayande. Lift your hands and pray. Father, help me to bear this important fruit. Love, joy, peace, long suffering. Meekness. Maramama Zandala Mayande Katundi Masa Mayande Levosa. We are praying. Dalaba Zandalaba Ramazan de Debo Samayan de Debe Simayan Dalaba Baba Inde Katumian de Debo Simayan de Semalo de Brebe Simayan de Debe Yemayanda Sanala Baba Mayandala Baba. Yes, pray. Meekness means humility. That's the meaning. To be humble. Joy. Joy. Always excited. Bubbling with energy. I'm born again. Not that somebody is punishing you. Somebody is punishing you by making you a born again Christian. You want to go back to your boyfriend, want to go back to your nightclub. No, 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 no. Joy, excitement. Maya talaba satala baba. Zamorima mandala baba. Mande kalibos tibrima zandala barabada. Samayan dala baba, mayan dala baba. Le dere brosi, mayan dere be, minalumusa. Ayaba, yanda, mayanda, yandala baba. Aradasi, mayanda la batu, mayande, basuna la baba. Ayanda la ba, zama, debe, gedebe, gedebe, gedebe. Imayanda la baba, yanda la babus, kabe, la brodebe. Lambrasi, mayanda la basanda la baba. Si, mayanda la baba. Mandalaba, Mandalaba, Radhi Simande, Mayandalaba, Father, we thank you. We bless you. Bless you, Lord. We say, have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Pillar number 4. What's pillar number 4? I can't hear you.
Faith in the word.
Now, anyone who doesn't give the word of God, can I have a Bible? Yep, good one. This book, any Christian who plays with this is not ready to be a Christian. You see, the first 3 pillars of your faith. Faith in God. Faith in Jesus. Faith in the Holy Spirit and his contribution to your life. These 3 are invisible. They are invisible. I mean, why is God? Where is Jesus? Where is the Holy Spirit? The only physical connection you have to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is the word of God you have in your hand that you can read. If you put this away, you have lost contact. You have lost contact. This is your contact with God. This is your contact with Jesus. You cannot know God beyond this book. So when you meet a believer who takes the word of God lightly, who doesn't read his Bible, who doesn't have his quiet time, you are looking at somebody who is an unbeliever. This is the book that connects you to God. John chapter 1, verse 1. Open to your Bible. Who has found it? Yes, my dear. What's your name? AC. Mercy. Beautiful. Please read John chapter 1, only one verse. Verse 1.
John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
I mean, you should be very excited that you have a book called the Bible you can read. That's number one. Number one. Number one is that the God you are talking about, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So this is God. So if you put this away and you are facing here, you have turned away from God. Verse 14, John 1.
John 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Number two, the Word of God is the Son. Read it again, read it again, read it again.
John 1, 14. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory.
We've seen his glory.
The glory of the one and only Son.
The glory. So the Word of God is what became flesh. So the Jesus who came to walk on the earth 2,000 years ago, it's this Word. This is Jesus who came to walk here. So if you put this away, you don't read this one, you have put Jesus away. The Bible, the Word of God, is like the SIM card in your phone. If you remove it, you've lost connection. You've lost connection. So I've shown you the Word of God, the Bible, is God. So you can't say that you believe in God and you don't believe in the Word. Because the Word is God. Only a mental patient will say, I believe in God, but I don't believe. I like God, but I don't like to read the Bible. I like to be with God, but I don't like to be with the Bible. The Word of God is God. The Word of God is the Son.
And the word of God is the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. I'm showing you today the centrality. I mean, anybody who plays this Bible, you must have it in colors. You must have it in translations. This is your only link to God, to Jesus. Ephesians 6:17. Put it up here for me. Ephesians 6:17. Yes. And take the helmet of salvation. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sharpness of the Spirit, the effectiveness of the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit is the word. The word of God is the Spirit. The word of God is Jesus. So if you are a Christian and you have not arranged your life around the word of God, you have cut yourself off. You have no connection. That's what the Bible says. Anybody who wants to succeed. You see, God, there is nowhere in the Bible God has planned your failure. Like you won't do well in life. Every thought God has about you is for your success. What class are you in? Class 4. God wants you to succeed in the classroom. He wants you to succeed as a Christian. Are you born again? God is not planning your failure or your disgrace. Are you getting me? Hedy. God is not planning your failure. He wants you to do well. So I wish above all things. Third John verse 2. I wish above all things that you will do well. You will do well. Above all things. Above all things. I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul. Every God, tell your neighbor, God wants you to do well. Find two people and tell them God has fantastic plans for you. Ask the next person, why are you joking with God? He's the only one who has good plans for you. I'll tell you, you will grow up soon to discover that the things which worked in your life are not the things you decided to do, but the things God made happen for you. You will soon discover that your own plans didn't... You are young, so you understand this. You are young. You will soon discover that your own plans will not lead you anywhere. If you will do well in life, it is because God made things work for you. So you will see, as you grow, that the things which work in your life are not things you planned. The boy you fell in love with, he just slept with you. You can't even, I think he's in... But you are seeing also book room. Yeah. It's the one God brought into your life. He arranged and brought into your life through all of his agents.
If you are here, I want to assure you that you've come to a good place. I'm not talking about here as in the prayer garden. Here as in the kingdom of God. You are in the best place of your life. Commit yourself to this place. This is the best place of your life. The kingdom of God is the highest and the best place. London cannot compare. America can't compare. Buckingham Palace can't compare. The best place to be is the kingdom of God. And can you sit down for me to tell you something? Is it possible to sit down? Okay, sit down. I want to tell you something. And God, who has good intentions for you, his good plans, not to make you fail, his good plans to make you prosper, his good plans for you to do well, he, in his greatness, has linked your prosperity and your greatness to his word. The source, the agent God is going to use to let you do well, to marry one day when no woman has married properly in your marriage, in your family. They all have children. Some of you are going to be the first to have a wedding in your family. All of God's good plans for you are in his word. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then, thou shalt have good success. You see that prosperity and good success are squeezed into the same verse. I was thinking that when he wrote prosperous, he would leave it there. But he wrote prosperous and added good success. Not just success, good success. And all this, your well-being in life. Anybody who puts God's word away has put away his prosperity. You don't read your Bible, it means that you are not accessing good success. You are bound for failure in life. That's why the Bible is at the center of God's plan. It's here. Three things you must do with God's word. It's here. Speak it. Think it. Do it. All your life, your speech must be God's word. Your thoughts must be God's word. Your actions must be God's word. Speak it. Think it. Do it. Let's go back again. One go. Speak it. Think it. Do it. Again. Again. That's how to succeed in life. Speak it. Think it. Do it. The words you say must be full of God's word. Not full of the economy of the country or your problems. In spite of your problems, you must speak the word. That's what lands you in good success. Speak it. Speak it. It must not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate. Think it. Let the word of God fill your thoughts. Philippians chapter 4 says, what is it, verse 19? Philippians 4. What's in verse 19? No, that's my God shall supply. It says, whatsoever. Is it 12? Find it for me. Eight. 4 verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Is the word of God true?
Yes.
Whatever things are honest. Is the word of God honest?
Yes.
Very honest. It will tell you if you are a devil, it will tell you. If you are wicked, it will tell you. Honestly, it's honest and sincere. Whatsoever things are just. Is the word of God just?
Yes.
Just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue. If there be any praise. Think on these things. My dear friends, all I'm saying to you is that the word of God has to be something you believe in. Yes. You are a girl, you don't read the Bible. How are you going to marry? Who are you going to marry? What determines your relationships? Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise and shine. Why? Your light. Say, my light.
My light.
Say, my light.
My light.
Say, I have a light.
I have a light.
Say, I have a light.
And
why do you need your light? Verse 2 is there. Look at it. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. The world you see is a dark world. It's a dark world. Nothing is as it seems or as it looks like. It's even worse with the people. The people you see. They say people are not people. No, my dear, listen. Today I'm talking to you. The world is a place. If you move in the world without your light, you will hurt yourself. You will hurt. Young boys and girls, you will hurt yourself. When you are in a dark room, you don't use your mind to move around. I'll take it again. When you are in a dark room, you don't use your mind to walk through, to move around. A guy doesn't use his mind to find a school. You don't use your mind to find a friend. You don't use your mind to get a beloved. In a dark room, you don't use your mind. You only need lights. And the world is a dark place. Gross darkness. Even the people. But I thank God that in Psalm 118, verse 105, it says, thy word is a lamp. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Thy word. 119, sorry. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Can you see me? Can you see me? Thy word is a what? This word is a lamp unto my feet.
That is, in my immediate environment is the word. And a light unto my path. That is the long term. If I can find my way into my life next 3 years, is the word. So it is useful for me here now around my feet and also my path. Obed, I cannot guarantee how your life will be in 3 years' time if you don't have the word of God with you. I can't guarantee it. Anybody who throws away the word of God has thrown away his future, because the path you are walking on, you need a light to find the path. Because the Bible says in Jeremiah 10 that the way of a man is not in himself. Don't depend on your intelligence. Don't depend on your intelligence. The way of a man, that is the way you must walk, is not in yourself. If I look at this girl, what hope does this class 4 girl, look at her, what hope does she have in this life if she doesn't have the word of God? How is she going to find a friend, even a girl friend? What will be the basis for her decisions? I mean, how will she take decisions? I mean, we are all like cows released in Fulani and asked to go to Tamale. Imagine a cow which has been released from its kraal in Fulani. In Madina, Fulani Ashie, and it's been asked to go to Tamale on its own. That's it. This is a cow going to Tamale on its own. What hope? By the time it gets to Kumasi, it has become. Kumasi is too far. Don't try to take a step without God's word. Somebody will eat you. A situation will eat you up. That's a thief. It's a thief. And truly, they live up to their billing. They steal, they kill. That's what thieves do. Thieves kill. I know personal people who have died because of thieves. Not cancer. A thief killed him. They destroy. I don't want to mention the things they can destroy. So salvation is the best thing that ever happened to a man. Because it gives you a realignment of your focus. And gives you something proper to fix your eyes on. So we who are born again must not joke with the word. Don't joke with it. Hold it. This is it. Mommy, this is your only... I'm not preaching on. I'm talking to her. Your only hope in life is this book. Darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness. If you don't use this book, you won't know her. She is not who you think she is. When she turns away from you, the things she says about you, you will never know in 1,000 years. You need this one. That's why I say that darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light. It shines on your path, your present life, and on the road. So your feet now, right now, today, my life, this afternoon, my life, my decisions must be word-based. That's the light I use to live now at 2 o'clock. Then the path, my path to my medical career, my nursing career, my marriage, my business, my A-level, my WASI, my friendship, the road I use to go to my friendship is the word of God.
And you see the Christian will read everything except the word of God. We have time for Facebook, for Instagram, for nonsense. We read and read. And the very thing that gives us light. Listen to me, my girl. Otherwise, by the time you are 28, the scars you have would have deformed your face. The Bible is a book you must read every day. What's your name?
Anita.
Anita, you must read it. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Turn the pages. Turn the pages. Just turn to any page. Turn the pages. Anita, you must read this book every day. Otherwise, you are in darkness. I'm not stopping you from reading RME. What are the subjects you do in school?
Science,
maths, RME, WOP.
What?
OWOP. Our world, our people. Nonsense. OWOP. 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 Our women, our problems. It's a subject. OWOP. And what else? RME. History.
ICT.
Go and read ICT. Study RME. But if you don't read this book, you are a fool. You are a fool. Only a fool will have time to read pathophysiology and chemistry and OWOP. Our women are a problem. OWOP. I've never heard this before. This is the first time I'm hearing it. OWOP. Ah, when was this nonsense introduced? No, our world, our people. What was it introduced? So what do you want to call it, environmental studies? You have time to read OWOP. And you don't have time to read Joshua, Ezekiel, Psalm, John, Galatians, Revelations, Matthew. Hey! Our wives, our palaver. Sit down. I want to teach you. A few things about the Bible. Grow in your new life by reading the Bible regularly. Read your Bible regularly. It is your light in this Isaiah 60 verse 2 dark world. Read your Bible regularly. Otherwise, you will crash. You will hit your head. I said you will hit your head. Don't use your senses to walk in this life. It will help you. Even the Holy Spirit, his influence on your life is based on your knowledge of God's word. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Grow in your new life by reading the Bible regularly. Number one, the Bible is God's word to mankind. God, who made the earth and made the world, his word to you is his word. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's all. The scriptures, they are given, God breathed into this word. Anybody who tries to live his life without reading the Bible is saying that he is in control of himself. Yeah. And that's what the Bible says in Galatians 5:22. Gentleness, meekness is humility. If you are not humble, you won't depend on God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Going to law school will not make you perfect. We all have imperfections based on our background. The family we came from, the mistakes we've made in life, our temperaments, our faults, our hidden sins. It's the word of God that evens out our lives and makes us look perfect. That the man of God may be perfect. So in your family, nobody marries. But through the word of God, you will use the light to find your way out of that curse. Amen. That the man of God be perfect. Thoroughly furnished to do the good works you must do. Number two, God's word gives us direction for our lives. It's our guide. All our decisions and actions must be based on this all-important book. Look up, look up, look up. I said, your decisions, the things you do must be based on the Bible. Read it. Read it. That's why Joshua 1 verse 8 says, speak it. Think it, do it. Otherwise, you will have STDs. Do you know STD? What's STD? Sexually transmitted diseases. Syphilis, gonorrhea, HIV, S. T-D. Sorry. H1. N1. Yo. Go ahead and answer that question in your present. Yeah.
The STD that prevents you from getting STDs is the word of God. Speak it, S. Think it, T. And do it, D. It's your STD that replaces STDs. Speak it, think it, and do it. That's your STD. And leave those who don't want it to go and catch their STDs. Speak it, think it, and do it. The word of God, please sit down, I'm not finished. The word of God helps to change our thinking and keeps us from the bad habits of our past. Like the drinking, the smoking, the sex, and all the immorality. The word of God helps to change our thinking, your mind. You are a product of your thinking. That's why Philippians 4:8 tells you to think only on the things that are pure, honest, of good report. Psalm 119 verse 9. Open to it in your Bible. Don't put it up here. 119 verse 9. Everyone. Because it concerns you directly. 119 verse 9. Yes, who has found it? What's your name? Have you found it? You are not looking for it. Have you found it? Have you read it? Have you read the Bible in this camp? You've read. I want somebody who has not read. Then give it to her to read. 119 verse 9.
Psalm 119 verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guiding it according to thy word. That's
all. Again.
Psalm 119 verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to thy word.
How can you keep your way pure? By being smart?
No.
By using determination?
No.
By being clever?
No.
No. By taking heed, paying heed to the word of God. That's the only way anybody here who is hooked on to pornography, sex, betting, foolish friends, fooling, worldliness, your only medicine is the word of God. That's why in the Bible, when Jesus was only preaching, no laying of hands, demons were coming out of people. The only thing the demons fear is when you STD the word. You speak it, you think it, and you do it. That's your STD. Otherwise, you'll catch STDs. Read the verse again, my dear. What's your name?
Sandra.
Sandra. Take it again, baby.
Psalm 119 verse 9. Psalm 119 verse 9. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guiding it according to thy word.
The word of God must guide you. If you don't read the word of God, what is going to guide you? You don't read the word of God, what is going to guide you? I want to finish this quickly so that Bishop Kobe comes to take us to quiet time. Wow. How to have quiet time. Number four, God's word, this one, will make you a strong believer. A strong believer. As you feed on the word of God, you grow in the Lord. Your spirit will grow and you will understand spiritual things. It is only by reading the word of God that you get to grow. You become strong. Don't be a weak Christian. Satan will get you. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong. Be strong. Turn the Bible to Acts. Chapter 20. Verse 32. I read. And now, brethren, Acts 20, 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Say, the word of God can build me. Say, I will read my Bible every day. Because the word of God can build me. Is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. There's an inheritance for all of us, and you must join us as we head towards our inheritance. Number five. Oh, that's it. So, three things you must do with the word of God. Desire the word of God. Have a daily quiet time. Desire 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Desire it. Can I tell you something? Your love for God's word, the Bible. Can you see my face? Yes. Your love for God's word will not come to you naturally. Did you know? Can I tell you something that's serious? There is nothing like a natural appetite. Everything you like is acquired. It is because your mother gave you banku. That is why you like banku. And you look like banku. You don't like fufu because you are an African or Ghanaian. You like fufu because that is what you were brought up with. Taste is acquired. Sir, what's your best meal? Kinky. It's not because he's gay. But it's not because he's gay. Because there are guys who don't like kinky. A girl born in China doesn't even know. If you were raised without kinky, you don't even know what kinky. Kinky is not in your genes that say kinky, kinky, kinky. It's what your mother provided for you. This guy ate kinky for breakfast, lunch, and supper. So what you like, you like it because you tested it before and it was nice. So you also must begin to understand it all, that appetite is not natural. So 1 Peter 2:2, put it up. You see, as newborn babies, desire. So anybody who doesn't like the Bible and doesn't read the Bible has not desired it. So God is saying to us here, you say you want to be a bus center leader, you want to be a pastor, and you don't desire the word of God. How can you have God's word to teach? Lift your right hand and say, I will desire the word of God. Say, I will intentionally desire the word of God. I will intentionally desire the word of God. Yes. Say, it's my responsibility. Say, if I don't read the Bible, it is because I did not desire it. Say, I will desire the word of God. And number two, you must have a daily quiet time. Have a daily quiet time. Which is what Bishop Kobe is coming to take us through. And that's the Joshua 1:8 verse. The STD verse. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Speak it. But thou shalt meditate, think on it day and night. So the Bible should not even be read once a day. It's a twice a day dosing. Dose. You dose it twice a day. BD. Two times a day. The sickness in the world, you must take your medicine twice a day. Morning. Is there? Please. Color, day. Red and night green. Is that color green on your computer? Say day. During the day, you must read the Bible. Just read something. Read something. And in the night, instead of watching pornography, read your Bible. Say day and night. Speak it. Think it. And do it. Let's welcome Bishop Kobe to take us to the party.
Trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.